good morning and good evening whenever you are listening to this. We're going to start putting out some content midweek, maybe the beginning of the week, whenever we can release it. And I have some friends with me this morning.
Hey.
What's up?
This is Mike. Yeah.
They were supposed to say their names, but they all just looked at me.
I said my name.
Yeah, he did.
I wanted the people to guess.
All right. Well, what's everybody drinking this morning? We'll start there.
Ice cold water. No.
Okay.
Ice cold water from my Stanley Cup only.
Oh my gosh. It's my Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a blue Arctic vibe Celsius. I really wanted the peach one, but that's my wife's favorite, so I sacrificed.
I've heard those are really bad for you.
Yeah. Well, you got me hooked on them, so
sorry about that. Andrew?
I've got an Onyx Americano.
Y'all, you are so bougie.
Hey, it's man. On brand for bougie. Andrew.
Well, what I didn't say is I got sprinkled on some cinnamon powder.
Did you ask for that or did you do that yourself?
I asked for it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there is that little station where you can like do it yourself. I've never had that thought.
Well, I went to, I almost said Fred's. There's not a Fred's here. It's Harps. Not that those are the same.
What is Fred's?
Fred's is like a Dollar General that has produce. It's kind of sketch.
Leah, I have a question. So you said iced water?
Yes.
But so is there ice in there?
There is.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
All right, let's talk about Sunday. Y'all are ridiculous. Okay, so yesterday was Sunday, and I want to hear everybody's take on the message. There's no pressure, even though I preached the message. So if it's bad, just tell me it was bad, Micah.
It was bad.
What were y'all's biggest takeaways from the message?
Man, I loved it. I thought it was strong. It was probably the most notes I've ever taken in my life.
You got half a page.
Yeah. Yeah, don't judge me. But no, I
what do
it was,
you typically write during messages?
Just draw.
You
saw the
other pages. Oh, yeah. He showed us his drawings earlier.
That's about the coloring.
Last night, we went to dinner. We had a friend that was in town. We went to dinner, and we walked in. Micah was running behind. I said, hey, we have two adults and one kid. And she was like, where's the kid? I said, he'll be here in a second. She said, does he drive? I said, we need a coloring sheet for him. I think his mom's going to drop him off. And so Micah gets to the table. There's this big coloring paper. And then the waitress, she thought it was great.
Yeah. That's awesome. But I thought it was really good. Seth talked about Jonah. And I think one of the things that you hit on that I think a lot of that I've never really heard before that I know most people haven't is just the fact that when Jonah was being thrown into the sea by, you know, the rest of the people, that it wasn't necessarily like a sacrifice, like I'm gonna do this for everyone. But I think from what you talked about yesterday, it was more of like another suicide attempt.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was really cool. And then the other thing that I hadn't caught before, and it wasn't something that you even necessarily talked about, but it was the verse whenever, you know, Jonah was talking about how they said that they had already heard from him that he was running from God. And so I was trying to think, like, in scripture, it doesn't talk about the other time whenever he told them that. So I was wondering, like, you know, if he's like walking on the boat, he's like, hey, I'm Jonah, I'm like running from God. Because that's like honestly the only other time I can think of that he said it.
That's good. Andrew, what about you, man?
Same. I mean, I just kept writing down stuff yesterday. And I don't have a lot of notes either.
Well, dude, you got to just attend service yesterday. How was that? You weren't leading worship or anything.
Bro, so good. I forget how much you need that. Mm. Like, it was just so fun. Number one, just cheering on the team. That was really cool. But also just, man, presence of God, just being able to soak it up is just something very special about it.
Yeah. And
it was good.
Second service was, like, extremely, like, people were like singing very, very loud.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
It's fun hearing it from that side too. Like, man,
I looked over, I saw like a tear on your cheek. Was that a tear or were you sweating?
It was hot.
I was like, he's getting emotional. You were just hot.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was good. It was really good. We.
Why were you at church late yesterday?
Yeah, tell us where you were.
I was supposed to be at first service, too. I had a pretty rough weekend.
You went to Vegas.
Literally the city of sin.
I was just trying to follow what Jonah...
in Vegas.
You know, Jonah went to Nineveh, I went to Vegas.
Well, we need to know why you went to Vegas.
So I have a friend. I have a friend who plays bass, and he got invited to play for Kelly Clarkson and for 10 shows, and I wasn't going to miss it for the world. And American Airlines did everything they could to get me to miss that.
Would you miss it for God?
No. He's with us wherever we go.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was actually a crazy whirlwind of a trip. Supposed to get there Thursday, didn't even go on Thursday, got there Friday. Someone else was supposed to go, then Rachel ended up going. It was just wild. And then on the way back, they missed our connecting flight because our flight, it was just insane. So yeah, I'd been up since 4 a.m. Sunday morning. Took the first flight in, and then Rachel was sleeping, walked in with 7 to second service. So maybe that's why I needed it so much.
But you walked in with, your hair was shorter when you walked in.
I just...
So tell us, I was thinking, man, you had a really long weekend in Vegas, but then I'm like, he's our worship pastor, so nothing too crazy happened.
Yeah, but then I walk in with a buzzed haircut. No, I went to cut my hair. I was like, oh, I'll give myself, I cut my hair, and so save some money, you know, and I put guard 5 on because I thought I'd done a 6, and I had done a 7. And so I went 2 down. And so when I did the first, like, I was like, oh, no. And I basically had to buzz my hair.
Yeah. Well, it looks great.
Thanks.
It looks really good.
Thanks. It feels good.
So after all of that, and you sat in service, and you sweated, I thought you were crying, but you were sweating.
Yeah.
What did you get from the message?
A lot. Most of what God is asking us to do is right outside of our comfort zone. Mm. And, I mean, man. That one, I just couldn't write that down fast enough because I feel like that I've been there so many times in my life that, and I also feel like that now I'm getting to live after making a choice that was outside of my comfort zone, which I haven't always got that right, but I'm now kind of living in a season after making a choice like that. So I was just thinking of everybody else who's going to make that change, or if they wrote that down and was like listening to it or acting it out today or for the rest of the week, that's a potential to change everything about your life.
Absolutely.
And so that really stuck out to me.
Love it. Leah, what about you?
I would love to share it in a second, but what I really need to know is, how was Kelly Clarkson?
You know, Kelly Clarkson was great.
Do you refer to her just by her first name? Like, are y'all that close? Like,
Kelly? Yeah. After this trip?
Basically, we're best friends now. No, it was really good. It was great.
To go see Kelly Clarkson.
We did not enjoy it near as much as most of the people that were there. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were throwing down. There was one guy. He was in a long sleeve shirt that was entire sequins.
Wow.
And I'd never seen that before.
Was that the guy in the mirror, or?
And it was me.
And that guy was me. We had a good time, though. It was really good.
Did she play Since You've Been Gone?
Oh, yeah. That was like the closer.
It's the only song I know about.
Oh, her. No. Actually, the closer was, What Does It Kill You Makes You Stronger? Oh, yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, they did some cool versions of it, too. Like, so it wasn't just hit the track, play like just like you've heard. So she would break it down, and they would have different instrumentation and kind of do like some cool versions of those like bangers that she's had.
All right, so back to Jonah. Sorry, I just had to know about Kelly.
Kelly to Jonah.
I think the biggest thing that just struck me yesterday was how Jonah was used to hearing the voice of God. Like, he was a prophet, that was his job, and chose disobedience. So just like the reminder that no matter how much we hear the voice of God, obedience is a daily choice. And to follow God is something that we're choosing daily, and it is outside of our comfort zone. But we can't get too used to, like, our own patterns and, like, thinking that we know what God's going to say and being comfortable, because we never know what he's going to ask us to do next. I think just the conversations I've gotten to have with people that I never would have met if I wasn't outside of my comfort zone. And just, I even met two moms yesterday after service that their daughters are in my life group, and just getting to hear from them about the impact that life group has had on their daughters. And just knowing that the Lord has gotten to use that space. And if I hadn't said yes to that, like, that wouldn't have been a space open in my home that God got to use. So that was really cool.
Love that. I got a lot of feedback from, honestly, it was something that I did not think that I would get a lot of feedback from, but it was about three locations. You know, Nineveh was the place of opposition and obedience. Tarshish was the place that is furthest away. It's 2,500 miles from that location he was at, and he fled there, and that was sin. That's an example of disobedience. But right in the middle, that little, it was like a 30-second piece about Joppa that we talked about, and Joppa being the place where he got on the boat and he disobeyed God. He paid the fare, which I didn't even really talk about that, but sin will always cost you something. And he pays, he gets on the boat, the storm happens. But somebody asked recently this week, they were like, where do you think most of the churches, not this church specifically, but the church, capital C church, where do you feel like most Christians are? And I honestly, I think most believers are at Joppa. It's a place of comfort. And the reason I say comfort is, it's not Nineveh and it's not Tarshish, meaning I'm not being completely obedient and I'm not being completely disobedient in our mind. But we know that camping out in the middle of our comfort is disobedience, right? And so that, I heard a lot of people talking about that, and I didn't think that it would be that big of a deal. But I think a lot of people have just gotten very comfortable in church. So I'm curious what y'all think. What is a way, if somebody's listening to this right now, to break out of that pattern? We talked about, we draw the circle around ourselves and we say, if anything requires me to leave this place of comfort, the answer is no, absolutely no. So what would y'all say about encouraging someone to step out of their comfort zone in faith?
I would say that most people, whether they realize it or not, like, wants to step out in some way. But in order to take that step, oftentimes they need someone to help guide them to take that step. And so one thing that I've, you know, really been trying to do is people that I see, you know, any sort of potential in, or, you know, someone that has influence or whatever, I really try my best to just speak it into them and just be like, hey, listen, like, you have influence with people. Why aren't you serving somewhere?
That's great, man.
And,
you know, I think you're probably one of the best. Would y'all agree? Like, Micah is so good at calling potential out of people. You just go, you're like a headhunter, bro. You just go after people.
Well, not being, he's never afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's that salesman.
It's incredible.
Right.
Yeah. It's that, those insurance days, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, I can't count on one hand, or I don't even know how many people, like, in the last 8 months that I've just walked up to. Like, I had two couples that I walked up to last February at our spring life group launch. And I said, hey, I know we've never met before. My name is Micah. I said, y'all have a lot of natural influence with people. And I think y'all should be serving somewhere. So just be praying about where that is. And we just brought one of the couples on our team last week. So it's just, you know, it's not a, you know, typically doesn't have a, it's not like, okay, yeah, let's do it right now. But it's more of like a seed. Okay, we need to start praying about this. We need to see. But I think it's just, I think it's a part of our job to, like, call that out in people of, like, hey, listen, you're just chilling right now. You're comfortable.
It's good, dude.
And they a lot of times won't do it because their faith in the Lord maybe isn't as strong as it should be, or whatever that looks like. But I think that it's a part of our job to call that out in people.
That's good. So you're saying, as a leader, so if somebody's listening to this and they're a leader or pastor of any sort, that we need to be we need to be speaking that out, not just thinking it, but saying, hey, you're a leader, you need to step out, you need to do something for the Lord. It's between you and God of what that is.
Right.
It's really good.
Well, and I think like it's either they are complacent or they also may feel unqualified. Mm. And so it's also our job to like encourage too.
It's good.
So when you said that about Joppa, the scripture that came to my mind, I just looked it up, is Revelation 3:15. I know your works, you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were hot, cold or hot. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth is what it says.
Ooh.
But I know that's like a strong scripture, but that was what came to my mind is that, man, that's a very strong scripture that I've always kind of been scared in my own life when I have been complacent, which is quite a bit. That was the one that came to mind for me.
Yeah, that's it, man. And Joppa, it's funny you say that because one of the words I had written down to describe Joppa was being lukewarm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people hear that so much. And then the other one was backslidden. I didn't grow up in church, so I've never really heard that.
Bro, but that's where I lived.
Whoa. Backslidden?
Still?
Well,
is that why you went to Vegas?
At a place where backsliding was a thing.
Oh my gosh. All right, Leah, what about you?
I think just it kind of goes along with being lukewarm, but what you talked about yesterday, I think people really need to like evaluate the concept of guilty by association. Like if you're just sitting and you're like, "Oh, I'm good. I'm okay," but all the people around you are not doing what you know that they should do and live for the Lord. Like,
that's good.
Guilty by association. Like, you got to evaluate your life and get people around you.
Mm.
The story was good. You told about that yesterday.
Talking about my friends back in junior high.
Very digging themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. We all got whipped when the guy's dad got home. For anybody who didn't hear the message, some buddies back in junior high, they branded their butts with scorching hot Copenhagen cans, and then they all got whipped after that. It was incredible, but it was guilt by association because I didn't do it, but I got whipped as well. So you're saying the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So getting yourself, the way you help that is getting yourself in good community who are going to call you out, who are going to encourage you, who are going to speak to your potential, like we were just talking about, and who are going to just help you on the path that you want to be on instead of just staying lukewarm.
It's good, Leah.
It's really good. I love that. I want to read this verse as we get ready to close, and then we would love to pray. I'm going to have Leah pray over the listener as soon as we get done reading this. But I heard this, James 1. It was a different translation, but I thought it was really cool how this was written. James 1, verse 5 through 8, I believe. It says, "If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. For he is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. He will not resent it. But when you ask him, be sure that you really expect for him to tell you, for a doubtful mind will be as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." This is strong language. "And every decision that you then make will be uncertain." I thought that is so powerful. If you don't ask for wisdom, then every decision you make will be uncertain. As you turn first this way and then that, if you don't ask with faith, don't expect the Lord to give you a solid answer. And I heard a lady say recently that before she reads the word, it's really powerful. She said she asked for wisdom. It's like, it's so simple, but it's like this is a no-brainer. If you're a child of God and you pray, "God, will you give me wisdom?" He will give you wisdom.
Yeah.
And I just think that we have to do that more. And now when I'm opening the Word, I'm asking, "God, will you give me wisdom? Will you show me something I haven't seen before? Correct any lies that I believe about me, you, or anyone else." Mm. And God has been faithful with that. Even when I wrote this message, it was That's kind of how all of this came about, and I feel like God was giving new revelation. He was showing things that have always been there, but when we don't ask for wisdom, it's hard to know what God thinks.
Yeah.
Right. And so I want to pray that the listener, whoever's listening to this, the first ever recording after a Sunday, where there's going to be a lot of these to come, I just want you, Leah, to pray that they would be bold to ask for wisdom, that they would surround themselves with people, like you said, that are going to encourage their faith. Micah was talking about stepping out of comfort, and I just think it's huge. And I love what Andrew said about being lukewarm. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be hot. All right, Leah, pray for us. We have digressed.
Father God, I am just so thankful for your word, and I thank you that we get to read it and study it and learn so much from it, and that you still use it to teach us and to grow our faith, Lord. And I never want to forget that privilege, God. And I just pray that as anyone who's listening to this, if they are letting these words sink in, that you would just encourage their hearts to seek you, God, that they would ask for wisdom as they're searching the word for truth. And God, I pray that they would take steps out of their comfort zone to get around people who are going to encourage them in the things of you. And God, reward that whenever they do, because that is such a good thing. We're so thankful for community. We're thankful for the people that you are putting all over this church and in our lives that love you so much. And God, I just pray that as we go out, we would be able to keep these things close in our minds, and that we would just walk in your truth daily, Lord. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.